of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He says these words in Jerusalem at the Festival of Booths, roughly 6 months before his crucifixion and death. And the tension between Jesus and the Jews is certainly reaching a climax. And here, Jesus thoroughly exposes the Pharisees that they're blind and that they're leaders of the blind, that they're worthless hirelings, not properly caring for the people committed to their care. And so it is over and against this that Jesus says to these men, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, we've heard these words before, haven't we? And not only have we heard them, but we love them, don't we? The image of Jesus as our good shepherd is an image that brings comfort and peace, especially in the midst of pain and suffering and even in death. And yet, as much as we love these words, have you actually stopped and thought about how crazy this is that Jesus, as our good shepherd, would lay down his life for the sheep? No shepherd in the ancient world would do this. No shepherd would give his life in order to save the sheep. The reason for this is sheep are property. Sheep were a commodity. There would always be some sort of element of loss due to disease or wild animals. And a shepherd that would actually lay down his life to save the sheep wasn't a good shepherd. He's a crazy shepherd, a foolish shepherd. And yet the truth that Jesus is our good shepherd and that he lays down his life for the sheep actually captures the blessed absurdity of the gospel, that which is at the heart of what we believe and teach and confess as Christians. Well, the part that does make sense to us is the use of sheep as an image of us. Prophet Isaiah writes, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And we've heard something similar in the epistle for this day as well. Sheep go astray. They're considered not very intelligent, like to wander off. They leave the safety of the flock that's watched over by the shepherd and go places where they find themselves in danger. And isn't this an accurate picture of sinful man? God has given us his word that reveals his good and gracious will for our lives. His law is written on our hearts. He has told us the way that brings blessings and also the way that brings harm to us. And how easily we ignore these words, right? We go off and do our own thing. We put other things first, the things of this world first, and God second. We act in foolish ways. We act in ways that we know are wrong, and yet we choose to do them anyway. Sometimes we can't stop ourselves from doing the very things that we know are wrong and destructive for us. The result of this sin is very much apparent in the gospel for this day as well. There's the wolf, right? The wolf that Jesus is speaking of in this pasture isn't just the devil hunting down an innocent flock. The wolf is the wages of sin. It's on the hunt to destroy sheep who are burdened with sin and guilt. It's not a question of if death is going to happen, but when it will happen. Because of sin, death is inevitable. And it's in the midst of all this that God saw it coming for you. And so in the person of Jesus, he stepped forward to save us. He didn't run or hide, but willingly went to the cross for us. He says in the text for this day, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." He did this on his own will. He was seized and ripped up by those teeth, which are the sins that he bore in his very body. The shepherd over all the universe was killed on the cross to take sin's wages for the sheep. St. Peter writes, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. And we don't have a dead shepherd either. Jesus says, "I lay down my life and I take it up again." Jesus rose on the third day, proving he has in fact won the victory over sin, over death, and over the devil. And through his resurrection from the dead, you have the promise of eternal life with God. It's just what Jesus says. "I am the resurrection life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Jesus, the good shepherd, who was crucified on the cross, dead and buried, he lives. He lives today. He lives to bestow upon you the forgiveness that he won for you through his crucifixion and resurrection. And he did it just what he said at the beginning of the service. When he spoke to your words, confessing words of your sin, he says, "I forgive you all of your sins." You experienced exactly what Jesus was talking about in last week's gospel, when on the evening of that Easter, he appears to his disciples and breathed on them, said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for you. The shepherd gave his life for the sheep so that the sheep may live. And this sounds absurd. It is absurd. It's as St. Paul writes in his first letter to the Corinthians, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Through the word and sacrament, it's through the word and the sacrament that the good shepherd's voice goes out to you. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The good shepherd's voice goes out to gather those who are scattered. Just as he says, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd." Consider for a moment where you first heard the voice of your good shepherd, Jesus. It was in the waters of holy baptism. There, the good shepherd Jesus called you by name. He washed away your sins, rescuing from sin and death. He declares, "I know my own." He knows you. And you continue to hear his voice today. You heard it in the words of absolution that brings eternal life and salvation. You hear his voice in the scriptures when the word of God is proclaimed that comforts you in the midst of suffering and death. You hear his voice as he speaks in the consecrating words of the sacrament of the altar, where he gives you his very body and blood for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And in hearing the voice of your good shepherd, God enables you to follow him each and every single day, to live and love toward him, to live in love toward your neighbor. As Jesus gave his life for the sheep, so now you too can think and act in the same way. St. John wrote of this in his first letter. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Jesus loved you in deed and truth. He is the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, who gave his life for you. He gave his life because each one of us are sheep that love to wander away on account of sin. But Jesus is the good shepherd who gave himself as a sacrifice to win forgiveness, life, and salvation, to bring us into this fold. He laid down his life and then took it up on that Easter Sunday. Jesus lives. The good shepherd lives. And because he lives, you have his forgiveness and eternal life right now. You've received Jesus' love, and as a result, you can share it with others in what you say and in what you do. As you look toward Jesus' return in the resurrection on the last day. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.